from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hey, I'm Bronte Coy, and this is the weekend edition of From the Newsroom, where we take a look at what'll be making headlines next week. Anthony Albanese will make his first trip as Prime Minister to Indonesia next week. He'll be joined by our new Foreign Minister, Penny Wong, in a trip that's reportedly aimed at resetting a bilateral relationship between our two countries. Over in the US, a series of primetime public hearings will kick off next week, looking into the US Capitol insurrection by thousands of then-President Trump supporters back in January 2021. The Congressional Inquiry has been investigating the violent attacks over the past year, looking to determine the events preceding and driving the failed bid to prevent Congress certifying Trump's 2020 election loss to now President Biden. And in other court news, Prince Harry's court battle against Associated Newspapers, the publisher of the Daily Mail and Mail on Sunday, is set to get underway next week with a preliminary hearing. The Duke of Sussex is suing for libel over a newspaper article alleging he attempted to keep details of his legal battle to reinstate his police protection secret from the public. And in show Biz, the MTV Movie and TV Awards is on Monday morning our time. Spider-Man No Way Home is going into the awards show with the most nominations of any TV show or movie. It's got 7, while HBO's Euphoria Season 2 has 6 and Robert Pattinson's The Batman has 4. Meanwhile, Rebel Wilson, Chris Evans and Awkwafina are among this list of celeb presenters for the show. I'll be back in a moment with a look at all the TV shows and movies coming out next week.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Here to tell us all about the TV shows and movies coming out next week is news.com.au's Wenli Ma.
First up next week is Jurassic World Dominion, the latest but probably not the last Jurassic Park movie. This installment does conclude the current trilogy, which has been led by Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard since 2015, but Hollywood loves dinosaurs, so I wouldn't say goodbye just yet. Jurassic Park has been going for almost 30 years now, so you know the deal. There's a conflict between humans and dinosaurs, and humans must confront their own hubris in believing they can control these prehistoric creatures. That's just silly. In Dominion, the two species must try to coexist now that the dinos are roaming all over the Earth, which, as you know, will obviously end very, very well. Of course, the real draw for Dominion is the return of all three of the original trio, Sam Neill, Laura Dern, and Jeff Goldblum. Neill and Dern haven't been in a Jurassic movie since 2001, so the nostalgia factor is high. Here's a tease.
That's good. It is. I'm alone at last.
Exciting times.
Yeah, I'm living the Alan Grant life. It's just...
can be lonely.
So free.
Allie, you didn't come out all this way just to catch up now, did you?
Jurassic World Dominion is in cinemas from Thursday. Next up is Everything I Know About Love, a series from British superstar writer and podcaster Dolly Alderton. Adapted from her best-selling memoir, the series is an autobiographical look at the youthful follies, flops and desires of a 20-something woman learning to navigate the world with her best friend. The names have been changed from the book, but the characters of Maggie and Birdie are based on Dolly and her bestie Farley and the experiences of romance and friendship, not to mention the challenges of finding your way as a shock horror adult. The series stars the witches Emma Appleton and Morning Wars' Belle Powley, while Alderton even directs a few episodes. Alderton is beloved by women of a certain generation. Her high-low podcast is basically gospel, so expect a lot of them to be fawning over this appealing show. Everything I Know About Love is on Stan from Wednesday. And finally, it's Ms. Marvel, because you don't go a few weeks in this world without another Marvel title. But there is something exciting about Ms. Marvel, and not just because it's centered on a Pakistani-American teenage girl who unexpectedly finds herself with powers, or that the show's energetic vibe is closer to the Spider-Man movies, and we all love the Spider-Man movies, than the more serious entries in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. What is exciting about Ms. Marvel is that its eponymous character, Kamala Khan, is herself a fan. fan. She loves the Avengers and superheroes, especially Captain Marvel, whom she names herself after. Kamala is all of us, obsessing over all those heroics and all those stories, and that enthusiasm is infectious. Ms. Marvel is on Disney Plus from Wednesday.
Thanks, Wen. That's it from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update on Monday morning.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom
wherever you get your podcasts.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.